Blog Talk Radio.
The makings of a dream. Follow the light. Chase after your goal. Don't give up the fight. Travel that road. Shoot for the stars. So follow your dreams and follow your heart.
All about all the goals you set, how you execute. Stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have. Be who you wanna be, live the lifestyle with luxury. Poker face, don't let them see what you're going through. If you chase your dreams, you will succeed.
All you want is a mansion,
a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons. Know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skeptics, jump over the yes men. Skate across that bullish, still sticking to your plan, still following your dreams. Never let hate get you down. Tackle it, cause defense is the only way to stand your ground. Keep your mind set on the finer things. Born leader, so you achieve. Never giving up on what you believe. Couple setbacks, but you still believe. So you push forward till your mark is made. Change the game, but you still gonna play. I could do it, and you can too. So never mind what the haters say.
The makings of a dream. Follow the light. Chase after your goal. Don't give up the fight. Travel that road. Shoot for the stars. So follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Can't break you down, so never give it up. Can't break you down. People come and go, but don't stay around. Party mad hard, but don't play around. Follow your dreams. You just gotta find what you love. Don't talk about what you're doing. Better days bring change, so you gotta real talk. Ain't cheap. It's not easy, might take long with all the hate move around me. I'm still standing, I'm still strong. Know you here for a purpose. Never stop, keep trying. In the end, you deserve it. When the tears come, just dry them. When the love come, embrace it. Get rewarded for your patience. Keep doing everything you believe in. Be guaranteed you gon' make it. You destined for the spotlight. When it's your turn, let it shine on you like a supernova on a dark night. Struggle hard, grind hard too. Gotta keep on trying. In the end, you will succeed. So just take what comes and make the best of it. And keep your mind set on your dreams. And move forward, don't give up. Fall down, but get up. Pick yourself up, brush it off, and keep pushing till it gets better.
The makings of a dream, follow the light. Chase after your goal, don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars. So follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Stand up, fight hard, play tough, don't fall. Dream big, don't quit, you can achieve it. Never give up, never give up. Never give up, never give up. Stand up, fight hard, play tough, don't fall. Dream big, don't quit, you can achieve it. Never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up.
The makings of a dream, follow the light. Chase after your goal, don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars. So follow your dreams and follow your heart.
You can do it, 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 you can do it.
Greetings and peace to you. Welcome to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shaheen Shabazz. We want to thank you this morning and ask you to please, please forgive us. We are sorry that we had trouble again connecting. We're trying to work on this problem. We're just getting on the air. We pray that our radio audience, that you're still out there waiting patiently, and we want you to know that we are here for you now, so we will get on with the show. The title of our show today is, Are You Prepared to Die to Live? Life as we know it as a people is what we see, but the real life, you have to work for every day, because it is not given to you to live anyway. Life is a gift to be treasured, to be watched over like a garden, to be worked on and cultivated so that you can get the best product. Are you prepared to die to your worldly desires, to live within the Spirit of God inside of yourself? Are you prepared to die to the ways of this material world, to live in the unseen world of Allah God? And now I bring to you without any more delay, our host speak for the day, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That is with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We greet our beloved audience in the greetings of peace from all the prophets, from the prophet Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him, peace be upon all the prophets and messengers of Almighty God, Allah. With that said, as the topic goes, are you prepared to die to live? As the co-host explained so beautifully and eloquently, life, as most people, and we see it every day. You listen at the conversations of every people, most people, not everybody, most people, every day, and you will see that the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that sustains their life, the one that woke them up that particular day or this particular day, they don't talk about. They're talking about everything that the Creator created, how much they love those things, how much they get pleasure out of those things. But you hear very seldom people talking about, oh, worshiping God, worshiping the Creator, Allah, I find the greatest satisfaction. I don't have to have anything else. Just long as I got God consciousness, long as I got the conscious awareness that my God is merciful, most merciful, that my God Allah, my Creator, is often forgiven, that He's full of love and kindness, that He's saying that if I sincerely repent of my sin, He will forgive me of my sin as if though I have committed no sin. Now, to have a Creator, Allah, like this, why wouldn't you want to live the life that He have already ordained for you, the life that He have already planned for you? This is the thing I want the listening audience to take note of, and listen carefully and bear patiently with us, if you will, please. Listen. Every day that Almighty God Allah gives us an opportunity, you know, to get our life right, to get our life in order, in line with His will, it's a great blessing. You know, you've heard some people say the greatest gift is the gift of life. That's a fact. Well, if you didn't have life, you wouldn't be here to enjoy it. All these things that you're taking pleasure in, other than Almighty God Allah. Hold on just a second. Hey, co-host, at this time, I would like for you to take over, okay? At this time, and bring on a guest if we have a guest, and I will continue. Something came up, okay?
Yes. Are you listening? Are you tuned in? Are we still on? Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz, I don't know what's happening today, and I can only apologize. It seems as though we were having problems in the studio, problems then on the internet. And I had a rough time trying to hook you in, our radio listening audience. I truly do apologize. And now it seems that Imam Shahid Shabazz has gone off the air. But today's show, we were really, really was going to be a good, good show for you. Because we are speaking on how to really live life what is life? You know, most people see life from this material world, their material body, what they're going to work today to get some money so that they can get this material product, or that go buy that material product, or go somewhere in this material world and have a good time. But people, we are awakened every day now to the reality of life. It's not of this world. This world is an illusion, as we continue to teach you. What is an illusion? An illusion is something that you see now, and then it's gone. You don't see it anymore. And this begins with our own life. Nobody knows when they're going to be, as we say, called back home. So that tells you itself, where is home? Are we at home? Isn't this home where we are now? What do you mean, called back home? That means called back to the Creator who created you and put you in this earth for a time. Well, why did he create me and put me in this earth for a time? So that he could test you as to which one of us is best in conduct. Test whether we have faith and believe in the unseen world. Believe in him. We'll follow his guides, his directions, and live the best of life on this earth. Or will we go astray to the dictates of a whisper in our mind? And will we go away to the self-will? To the self-will that he has placed on the inside of us. And that will whispers to us to do our thing, to do what we want to do. Don't listen to the right guide, the right instructions, the right direction that has been given to you by your Creator. So then we go off course. We go on what you call the crooked path. We start living life any old way, and we reap the results of that through all the destruction that we see going on, through all the horrible things that are being done, the what we call wicked things that are being done, the cruelties in life. We think that we are enjoying life, but we are not enjoying life. How can you enjoy life? Killing yourself, drinking all of the poisons on this earth that you shouldn't be drinking, liquor, wine, smoking the pots, taking drugs, smoking what you call weed, everything that is against the true nature that your Creator has put in you are the things that you are doing. So what is going on with you to keep us connected to this earth? It is called the glitter, the false glitter of this world attracts us so, and make us to desire it so that we don't see the reality, the true world of our Creator, that we're to live for him, that we're to live a life constantly focused on his will, and pleasing him with our life, praying to him, asking for his guidance, asking for his direction. Learn to live with each other in peace. Peace on earth. We meet looking for seeking peace, equality, and justice to one another. This is the real life that was given to us, and this is the most beautiful life. And if we don't give ourselves a chance to live this life, to seek help and guidance from our Creator, to believe in him as the one unseen God, then we'll never know what real life is. Because we have in real life, we don't hurt one another. We don't talk about one another. We don't down one another. We lift each other up in our real life. We lift each other up. We give each other hope and guidance. We help each other to live the best of our life. Then when we help each other, when we reach out to one another, when we strive to live, look our best, we want to live our best for our Creator. So we dress our best. We eat the best, the natural things that he's put on earth for us to eat. And not all this food that's given to us filled with all kinds of chemicals and poisons. We are conscious each day. We give thanks and praises to our Creator when we wake up in the morning and when we go to bed at night. We're still praising him and thanking him and hoping that we live our day to please him and him only. Then we begin to live life on earth. But is that the real life? Is that the end of life? No, that is the preparation for the real life. Life doesn't end. It goes on. Even when he returns us back to him, That is the beginning of a real life. And I see that our host for the day, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, is back on the air with us. So we're going to bring Imam Shaheed Shabazz on now so that he can continue to give you the message today on are you prepared to die or live? To die to live. Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum.
I hear the horns in the background. I hear the horn that for the noise in the background.
Yes, it wasn't here until you came back on, so it must be somewhere out there where you are. We didn't have
no,
that
no,
while I was
no,
talking to you all.
No, ma'am. No, no, it's not. I'm not outside. I am not outside. I'm on the inside.
Oh, okay, I don't know why. Maybe it's still coming through. I don't know because I was talking and I didn't get that noise, background noise, until you came on.
Well, I mean, I'm on the inside.
Okay, but everything is still being heard.
But I can't speak with that noise.
I can just apologize because, like I said, I was carrying the show on for you, Ma'am Tahir Shabazz, until you could come back on, and we didn't get the background noise until you did come back on. So we can hear you, though, and it's really not affecting us that much. So if you want to try to go on, but I do hear the echo too. I see what you're talking about.
I cannot speak with that noise on.
Okay, so you think it would be appropriate for us to just end the show today because we're having so much difficulty getting on technically from the internet, and now it's just noisy background. So, if you cannot host us today, it might be a wise idea that we just let our audience know that we will try to come to them next Sunday, and we will struggle hard to have all of these obstacles that we are confronted with today eliminated then.
Well,
hold on 1 minute. I think I have somebody else. Hold on a minute. I think I might know what it is. Now, do you still hear this noise?
I do not hear that noise now. Praise be to
Allah. All right, what happened is that I didn't realize that I clicked on a guest who was on the line. And it was the noise coming from their background, the guest background. And once I cut the guest off, the noise left. So you can continue now. And our radio listening audience, if we still have you with us out there, we're going to try to go on and broadcast the show today. We had a beautiful show to bring to you. And despite all these obstacles that we have, sometimes you get the battle and the struggle, but that's not for us to give up. It's to make us stronger and be determined that we're going to fight and go on. So now what we're going to do is to continue with the show. We're not going to let what has happened before distract us. All righty, Ma'am Shaheed Shabazz, you're on the air now.
All right, peace be upon you all. As-salamu alaykum again. In continuation of the talk, I want to speak on another aspect of the talk. Are you prepared to die to live? Now, Almighty God Allah, He created human life. He created animal life. Now, He created animal life before He created human life. For the human being. Why did I say that? He created our bodies before He created our soul or our mind. He created our body. He goes on in the Holy Quran. And He expresses how He created the human being from a sperm drop, from the clay of the earth, and from a sperm drop. And developed that sperm drop into a clot of congealed blood. And then He goes on and explains how He developed the human body. And He says He created the human body and duly proportion it, fashion it, put everything in order. Everything in order. Then he say he yet created another life out of that physical life. And he say this life he gave us after the physical life he gave us initially. He said this life didn't come until he put some of his spirit into our body, in our heart, and we became living souls. So this is what we're talking about. We must be able to distinguish the real human life, which is spiritual, from the false life of the human being, which is carnal or material or physical. And see, this is the difference between us and other animals. Other animals that's created by the Creator, Allah, don't have to choose their life. Their life is already chosen. Me and someone was talking today, just today. And they were saying that you won't find two horses trying to, two male horses trying to have sex and mate to produce a child. You won't find two dogs trying to do that, or any other species, animal species. The only species that's around here doing things so unnatural and abominable in the sight of their Creator is human beings. You got two men want to have sex with men rather than women. You got two women that want to have sex with women rather than men. You got men and women, their own children, they're having sex with them. You don't see other animals doing that. And our nature is the same as other animals' nature. It's good. So what are all of this here freaky, corrupt, false, corrupt, and corruption and freaky conduct come from us as human beings? And this immoral conduct come from? For we not only do those things, but we kill our own children now. We kill our own family for money. We do all kinds of horrific things just for the hell of it. You know, there's a song say by a group say, we get down just for the funk of it. One nation under the groove. Getting down just for the funk of it. And funk. We want to break down folks. The word folk come out of fear. And fear comes out of not knowing who you are. And the devil, he uses fear and ignorance to keep us as human beings from knowing who we are. Because he knows if you don't know who you are, you don't know whose you are. Which means you will know that you belong to God, Allah. But if he can keep you ignorant and in fear, he can make you think he's your God. Evil is your God. And that's what he's done with most people in the world. Most people in religion, Islam, Christianity, Judaism in the world, they will follow evil. They will follow wrong before they follow right. You can teach them lies, and they'll believe a lie before they will believe the truth. There was this mentality existing, dominating most human beings today. It's simply because of free will. We have been granted by our Creator a limited amount of free will as human beings, so to be tested, so that he will see which of us will be best in our conduct. We as human beings have to choose our life. That's why Almighty God Allah said in the Holy Quran, this final revelation, he never changed the condition of a people until they first changed the condition of their heart. He made the heart good. He made the heart pure. He made the heart clean. And when we choose evil, we corrupt the heart. We make the heart impure. And the good of Almighty God Allah, it leaves our heart, it leaves our soul, it leaves our mind, it leaves our life, our thinking, when we choose evil. So the whole key to you prepare
to die to live, are you prepared to die? To your own will, your own wicked, evil ways, to the will or the ways of Almighty God, Allah, in the Holy Quran, in the final revelations of Almighty God, Allah, for all mankind. You know, the Quran itself is the mercy, the greatest mercy to all mankind. You know, today you hear a lot of people saying, and seeing actually, that you hear the saying in the world, money is power. The rich and powerful. Well, what do they really mean? Do they really know what they're talking about? If they were so rich and powerful, why is the world so corrupt? Why do rich people keep their money with the rich and they don't spend with the poor, and they want the poor people to just die off the planet so that a few rich people can be around here living like they gods and living like they're going to live on the planet forever? That's because they're out of their mind. They have forgotten who's in control of them. The material things we have here are nothing but trials. They are not ours. And Almighty God, Allah, say he tests some people with material wealth by giving them a lot, and he tests some of us with poverty. But listen at this. Almighty God, Allah, say if it was not, that every human being would become of an evil way, an evil, wicked way of living, he would give all of us all of the material things, all the money we want. And he said we all would be corrupt and we all would go to hell. Because Almighty God, Allah, said the real wealth is not material wealth. He says good deeds, godly deeds. He says not our material things that will bring us closer to him, Allah, in degrees, steps, stages, and degrees, but only our faith deeds, godly deeds, you see. So we have to understand, if we want to live, that we got to die to live. We got to die again to these false pleasures of this material world. And they are false. You want to know how they fall? And I can share with you through the mercy and grace of Allah how they fall. Anything in this world that you get pleasure out of, that pleasure is temporary. It don't last. Name me a pleasure that you get out of having sex, out of getting a lot of money, getting a new car, new home. Name me anything you got or been blessed or given by the Creator that you have materially that you get more pleasure, you get pleasure out of, that pleasure lasts. Eventually, you get tired of it. Eventually, you want something else. You get a home that costs $1 million, or eventually, you want a home that costs $2 million. You be having sex with a woman or a man or with a woman. Eventually, if you don't have God, Allah, in your conscience, in your heart, in your mind, in your life, eventually you want to start having freaky sex. The regular way of normal way of sex, you don't like that no more. You don't get no more satisfaction out of that. You want to have anal sex. You want to have oral sex in the mouth, in the anus. You don't want the natural things no more. You want to have sex with a little child. And over in Africa, I understand they got tribes over there that have sex with little bitty babies. Newborn babies, can you imagine that? This is the type of world we're living in today. Mads Noon or whatever, it's me in Arabic, insane world of people. And during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his lifetime, prayers and peace be upon him. It was the same way. I was sharing with a brother yesterday. There's really no such thing as time. There's only courage in the life of people. You know, history is an evolving, a revolving cycle. What goes around comes around. The earth is constantly rotating on its axle. So what happened 1,000 years ago, in time the earth will bring that same thing back. The only way there will be a change in the world for the better of the world, people have to make a change. But if they don't make a change, they're doomed to repeat the same history of their foreparents. If it was evil, then they will repeat evil history. You see, change. Change comes about through people being tired of evil, tired of wickedness, tired of hatred, tired of racism. Our nature is good. People, a change come about when you change your nature back to good. Change your nature from desiring evil. Change it back to good. And you can do it in one, not just one day. You can do it, and you can do it right now in just one breath. Just say it and mean it. Say, Almighty God, whatever you want to call God, but I want you to understand there ain't but one God, and he ain't Jesus Christ either, and he ain't Muhammad, he ain't no human being. So if you want to make a God out of the creation, then you lost already. You ain't going to never be found. You are going to be lost until the eternity, on into the hellfire. Because Almighty God, Allah, said that he will never allow anyone to enter his heaven unless they recognize that he's only one God and that he have no partners, that nothing he created is like him, and that you should worship only him in spirit and truth, because you cannot see him with your mortal eyes. So I want to share this with you all too while I'm talking about this subject. This was told to me the other day, and it's true. Allah, the Creator, blessed me to know it's true from studying his words almost 41 years. There's a surah chapter in the Quran. It's called Afs. It's in the end of the Quran. And it is said by one scholar, he said that this is the surah that will give life to people not only now, but it will give life to people on after they die physically. They were going on into the real eternal life with Almighty God Allah. If they just quote this chapter or surah from the Quran and mean it from their hearts and show it in their conduct every day. And we're going to quote this surah. I won't quote it in Arabic right now. I want to quote it in English right now for everybody who don't understand Arabic. I don't speak Arabic fluently, but what we need is not speaking Arabic fluently. We need to have understanding of life and how to live life right. A lot of them that know Arabic don't do that. So we want to quote this surah there. It's called Us, Our Time Through the Ages. It goes like this. By the token of time, through the ages, truly mankind, humankind is at loss. They're lost, except those that have faith in the one Creator, Allah, and do good deeds for the pleasure of Allah, and join together all people in the divine unity of Almighty Allah, and joining each other to be patient and constant in the worship of the one God, Allah, and him alone. Except that you do that, you're lost, and we see that. We see religion today warring with each other. We see Christians fighting Muslims. We see Muslims fighting Christians. We see Jews fighting Christians and Muslims. We see white people hating black people. We see black people hating white people. We see black people hating themselves. We see white people hating themselves. We see people in general hating each other. We got serial killers out here, serial rapists. Why? Because most people are lost. Because they don't have faith in a power above them that they realize they got to answer to for their deeds and what they do on this earth. And after we die for the resurrection and judgment, we're going to answer again forever. So I hope that you all are listening to your ears with your soul. With your soul. I'm speaking to your immortal soul. I'm speaking to your intelligence, your intellect. I'm not speaking to your flesh. So everybody who wants to hear something for the flesh, this ain't the program for you to listen at. And I want to say this also in this particular part of my talk. Almighty God, Allah, say to all people, not just Muslims. The Holy Quran is for all people. He says in the Holy Quran for all people. He say hearts. Do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, our Almighty God. So if you want your heart to be satisfied today, if you're going through misery today, if you woke up and you ain't feeling good today, your body, you're going through some ailment or sickness, you're going through problems mentally that's got you stressed out, if you want all of that to leave immediately, just remember your Creator. Remember that your Creator, Allah, He's greater than anything you can go through in life. And if you remember Him and know that He have all power and you trust Him, that He ain't going to put on you a burden greater than you got the strength to bear. He say this and He don't lie. He can't lie. If you believe that, trust in Him, then He will bring your state of condition from that of misery, from that of pain and sickness, into that of comfort, ease, peace, and joy right now. But you got to sincerely believe. You can't play with Almighty God Allah and think you're going to get away with it. And check this out, people. Most people in religion, Muslims, Christians, Jews, most people in the world, they're playing with Almighty God. You see? And this is why Almighty God say, Allah say, hypocrisy and mischief is so, it's grown so widespread in the world. It's about 7 billion people, I understand, on the planet Earth right now. And I understand, and you can see Almighty God Allah say, the majority of them, they're corrupt. They are evil. Huh? They're evil. Because Almighty God Allah say He created the human race as nations and tribes, that is, different races, that we might get to know each other and not despise and hate each other. Now, how do we get to know each other? We get to know each other when we first get to know Allah. You got to know your Creator or your Almighty God before you can know who you are, because He created you and He gave you your life. And He not only gave you life, but He gave you guidance to guide your life so that you will know what your life is, so that you will know that He didn't create you as a man to want to have sex with a man. He didn't create you as a woman to want to have sex with a woman. He didn't create you as a man or a woman to want to have sex with your own children and other little bit of children. You know that He created you to live in the same way that He is Himself, and that is good. He created you to live righteous. That is the way He is. He is all righteous. He's all good. And when He put His good spirit, His righteous spirit in our hearts, He made us a complete righteous and good human being. But He gave us freedom of will to test our faith, to see who going to believe in His righteousness and His goodness or the evil of this evil world. And if you think this world ain't evil, you already know that. You see it every day, everybody. But I'm going to give you some facts from Allah to let you know what the Creator, Allah, say about this evil world. Almighty God, Allah, say the root of all evil is the love of materialism, of the material world. The material world is evil, people. That's why the more you desire the material thing and the things created of the earth, of the material earth world, it leads you into more and more moral decadence, immoral, bad conduct, evil. And the devil told Almighty God Allah in the beginning, before he got put out of heaven, he said, I'm going to corrupt all human beings. I'm going to have human beings so corrupt on earth that you ain't even going to recognize that how you created them. I know you created them good, but they're going to be loving evil so much, they're going to have a nature like I created them, of evil, and you didn't create them with a good nature. He said, I'm going to create them so messed up that the good nature you created in them, they're going to have it so messed up that I'm going to have the men wanting to be women and trying to portray and imitate women, and the women imitating, trying to imitate men. The devil said he was going to change that good nature that Almighty Allah created in us people. Well, he has been successful. Most people, natures are perverted, distorted,
corrupted, and it ain't going to change unless you change it. And you cannot change it if you're first not sincere about doing so. If you are sincere, you will sincerely repent. Ask our Almighty Allah to forgive you of your faults, of your sins, and He is often forgiven, most merciful. And He said He forgive all sins. So don't let time run out on your people before you repent of your sins and come back to the good life, the godly life that Almighty God Allah created for you. For Almighty God Allah said sin can reach a stage or a point where the doors of forgiveness are closed. And I look in this world today, and I see people committing sin day in and day out, day in and day out. And I know, beyond any doubt, the doors of Allah's mercy, forgiveness, are closed on them. Because He said, not because I said it. And you can easily see that is the truth, because every day could be our last day. And we see the signs, those of us that seek knowledge and study, that we are in the last days. And we are also taught by Almighty God Allah and His Prophet Muhammad and all His prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all, that we should live every day as if it's though our last day on earth. In fact, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, and it's in the Quran, Allah, the Creator, said that we should live each breath as if though it's our last breath. That means the next breath you take, you should realize I might die. And the question is, are you prepared for Allah, your Creator, if you die the next breath? And how do you prepare for Him? By a life of purity, a life of goodness, a life of love and kindness to all His creation and all His creatures. Almighty God, Allah is love. And He said He's good, all good, and He only accepts that which is good. You got these so-called Muslims around here trying to mix evil with good. Christians the same way. Jews the same way. Buddhists the same way. Hindus the same way. Yahshua the same way. And any other religion you call yourself. And just in general, people, period. Out here trying to, you, and of course, you got a lot of people outside of religion. They just ain't trying to live right at all. They just corrupt and they just satisfied. But in religion, you got so much hypocrisy. I would say that what Allah say, that 99% of people in religion, even in Islam, they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. Give you another fact on that. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet, universal prophet, and messenger of Allah said that in the three major religions, that is Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, He said there would be 73 groups in the last days, in the end, where we're at right now. And He said all 70 of those groups would go astray except one group in all 70 of them. He said it would be 73 groups of Muslims, 72 groups of Jews, Christians, and 71 groups of Jews. And He said every one of the groups or sects would go astray except one group in all those religions. Now, I know you probably, I know that I would, be wondering, what is that group that ain't going to go astray? It's going to make it. He said it's the group that worships Almighty God Allah, worshiping Him as if though they sin. And know they don't sin, know that He see them, that He's a spirit. And He's never absent at any time or place, and worship Him in spirit and truth only, and do not associate any problems with Him. And that recognize that it is only good intentions, godly intentions, and godly works that will bring them closer to Almighty God, Allah. And this is what Allah said in the Quran. You don't just say good intentions and godly work will just bring Muslims to Allah. He said, no, those who have faith and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy, they all will go to heaven. See, you don't have to change your religion if you don't really want to be saved. You don't have to become a Muslim Christian. Jews, you don't have to become a Muslim. You're born Muslim Jew. You're born Muslim Christian. You're born Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu. What do Muslim mean?
Muslim means that everything created was born in a state of submission to its creator, Allah. But what Allah wants from the human being, he gave us free will, so that ain't good enough for us. We were born submitting to Allah's will, but falsehood and lies have led us astray from our true nature of submitting to the will of Allah. So we have to choose to bring our wills back to Allah and submit our will back to our Creator. We have to choose to do that sincerely. And once we do that, then we'll be coming back to our true nature. You won't see no more racial hatred. You won't see no more killing human beings, killing human beings. You won't see no more destruction of the human race. The human race is on the brink of total annihilation. And the rich people are trying to kill off the poor. That's how the devil using this plan. He got the rich. 1% of the wealth belongs all over the world to 1% of the people. And they got all other people oppressed. Ain't even got food to eat, places to stay. And they, you know what the rich say about the poor? Say, we don't even exist. We're less than a maggot. We ain't even human. They don't even regard us as human. So you see, when and the rich, I want you to understand, represent the governments of the world, the leadership of the world. These are the ones that's oppressing the masses of the people all over the world. They're not going to change. The people got to turn back to Almighty God, Allah, in sincere worship and devotion to Allah, and He will change the government as He always did in the past. Study history. He destroyed all wicked governments like America and Israel and China and Japan and Saudi Arabia and all these other corrupt governments that's oppressing their people. He destroyed them all. And guess what, people? He don't change. He getting ready to destroy all of them today. But especially America, because America is the number one diabolic country in the world. All the countries that the leaders in the world come to America, go to New York, what's called the United Nations, and they plot and plan how they're going to kill all the masses of the people, of their people, all over the world every day. And they execute their plan by putting poisons in the air, poisons in the food. You know they done already poisoned the drug when you go to the hospital. Oh, that's poison. Oh, that stuff is designed to kill you quick. It ain't no good for you, none of it. The natural things that come out of the earth that God, Allah, created naturally will heal your body and your mind naturally. It will heal your body that is the truth of Allah, the whole truth in the Holy Quran, and nothing but the whole truth in the Holy Quran. It will heal your mind and your soul. So at this time, I don't know. Maybe we have a guest that want to come on. But I wanted to get out everything that I just said because Almighty God Allah inspired me to say that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam Shahid, Shabazz. And even though we might have had a few difficulties coming on, he came on strong and he's really delivering the beautiful soul-touching message that Allah God blesses him to deliver every Sunday. He's doing a great job of getting the word out to you and to remind you of who you are again and whose you are, who you belong to, and the true reality of life. And as we can see, it's not this world. This is not the life that the reality of our true life. And our true life, as we say, never dies. It goes on. We want to see, there's no one that I see on the switchboard today who has come on to give a comment, ask a question. But if there are still someone in our listening audience out there, one of the faithful ones who's listening, who would like to ask a question or make a comment, you're welcome to do so at this time. I want to remind you that you're listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. And if we're not on, we're trying to get on, as you can see today, there is a reason that we could not get on. Otherwise, we will be here for you I'm trying to make it now so we will let you know, or there will be an announcement made when we are not able to come on the air so that we won't have you there waiting and anticipating and disappointing you. No, we appreciate you, and we thank God, Almighty God, Allah, for you, our listening audience, and for your faithfulness. So therefore, if there's no guest speaker to come on at this time, I want to say a word that we all know that we must return to the real life, the true life, which is in the hereafter, the unseen. And we should be preparing ourselves while living on this earth to do just that. Return back to our Creator Allah, who put us on this earth for a time, for a limited time. And we're reminded of that because he's constantly calling some of us back to him. And I believe the Imam mentioned already to you about a beautiful, beautiful loved one that was called back to him, someone so dear to us and close to us at heart. She, even though she was considered in this world a daughter-in-law, she was truly a daughter, someone we loved very much. And she returned to Allah last Monday. It wasn't a natural sickness or illness death. It was very unexpected, which was, of course, anything unexpected sort of gives you a shock, even though you know that we must, we are all here to return to our Creator. Because we somehow have in our minds that everybody's going to be ill when they return, and it's going to be known, and they're going to suffer. But we, Allah brings to us the reality that it's not always that way. In many cases, it is not that way. We return to him in many different ways, unexpected ways, sudden ways. And this such was the case with her, a beautiful, beautiful soul, very gentle, very caring. Beautiful smile, we all love very much, humble, humble soul, and we miss her dearly. It's as though right now she's still, we know that she's still among her, us in spirit, but it's as though we almost see her. We almost hear her when we think of her talking. And we want this to go out to all of those who loved her, who might be listening, to my son and to our family out there who's listening, to let us know that this broadcast is to remind, in remembrance of Karen, too, to remind you to prepare your life, to prepare your life, to return to your Creator, to live each moment, each day, as though it's going to be your last day here on earth, and to know that, and feel, and know within yourself that you live to please your Creator. You've done his will as best you could, and that you are ready for him to call you back home to him, to your true life, your true world, and your true home. So for all of you out there listening, we want you to know, to, if you don't know who you are, if you haven't gotten it together, if you're still walking that crooked path, come back. Hear that call that's calling you back to the straight path. Hear that call that's warning you that that's not the way you're to live when you're going astray and doing the things in life that you know you shouldn't be doing, that's not making life a good life for you. You can't live a good life that way. It's creating the problems, unnecessary problems that you have in life. Come away from that life and come into the true life of serving your Creator, of striving to live the best in conduct to please him, and of striving to make this world a better world for all humanity. Connecting with your brothers and sisters in love as one human family and working for everyone to enjoy this world. This is the earth we're supposed to have, but we know we don't see that today. But we're working together every day to constantly make it better and better for each one to enjoy who lives on this earth, and to help those who can't help themselves. Help those and call them back to the right who have gone astray, and reach out to them and see if we can help them to be strong too. This is the reality of our life that we should live. And now, without further delay, I'm going to remind you, one, that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shahbaz, and that it takes money for everything. And we also, it takes money for us to bring this broadcast to you. So if there's any one of you out there who is listening in our radio audience, who would love to donate call the number 336-497-8734, and we will tell you how you can donate to us. Anything you give, of course, is a blessing. We're thankful for, and we will gladly receive. I mean, not only use these donations just for the show, but for the people we are reaching out there in the audience, out there in the world, in our community, that who are seeking the Creator, who need help themselves, getting back, finding themselves, or who just need family help, who's having problems. We try to help them in any way that we can, spiritually or materially. So we want to thank you for joining us today, and we now want to turn the program back over to the host, speaker for today, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum to everybody. Peace be upon you again. First of all, I would like to share with you all something that will save your souls. Something that is so crucial to every human being on the planet Earth. If you want to have any hope here and any hope on the day of Yama Kiyama, that is resurrection and judgment. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet of Almighty God, Allah for all mankind, he said that Allah said, the smartest person is the one who remembers death the most, and the wisest person is the one that is best ready or prepared for death at all times. Now, with that said, somebody said yesterday at the janazah or the homegoing of my daughter-in-law, said everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. There it is again, you see. How you going to go to heaven if you don't die? That is because most people done took the material world as their heaven. And they done forgot about the real heaven. It's not the material world. It's the will of Almighty God, Allah, unseen, eternal, and unseen. Yes. And it comes when you die and you're resurrected. Then you'll be resurrected into his real world. He put us in this false world only to test our faith to see who's going to choose this false world and the false pleasures of this false material world over the real good pleasures in his world. Just inside your heart, when you live a good life, you have the good pleasure of God, Allah, all the time. You won't have to have a dime in your pocket. You won't have to be in the bed having sex. You won't have to be doing these freakish things. If you just remember God, Allah, and His goodness all the time, all throughout the day, all throughout the night, just be praising Him, thanking Him for His goodness, thanking Him for His mercy, asking forgiveness for your faults and sins, and praising Him all the time, in sickness and health, you'll be happy. You'll be in heaven all your life on this earth. You, even though your body might be going through trials, your heart and your soul will be in heaven. It will be in heaven with Almighty God, in His peace, and in His love, and His mercy, and in His soothing grace. Yes. Now, we want to get something to else that's a hard deed for a saying of the prophet that I shared with a young lady this morning, a Muslim sister, that's very powerful, not only for Muslims, but for all people. If you will, bear patiently with me and listen carefully, people, if you will, please. It is narrated by Ubadah, that the messenger of Allah said, whoever seeks forgiveness for the believing men and believing women, Allah will write for him or her a good deed for each believing man and believing woman that they pray for. It goes on in the commentary and says, indeed, there is a secret in this hadith. For not every one who prays for the forgiveness of the believer shall obtain the reward mentioned. Why? Is the question. It says the secret is in the sincerity. And this means that you sincerely wish that Allah
forgive every single believing man and woman, including those that have harmed you or oppressed you. This is a necessary condition to obtain this reward, is that you yourself should forgive those believers at whose hands you have been harmed. And this purity of heart is not easily obtained. We ask Allah to make it easy for us to forgive our brothers and sisters and to increase the love between us and to unify us. I mean. Now, this is how you can obtain over 1 billion rewards by Almighty God, Allah. Over 1 billion rewards in doing that. Now, will you do that? Will you love your brother? Will you still love people when they treat you bad? Almighty God, Allah said, the best Muslim, the best believer in him, it ain't the one who treat their family or other people good. If the other people treat them good, he said the best believer in him, the best Muslim, is the Muslim, the believer, that treats other people good, even though they treat them bad. Now, can you do that? That ain't easy to do. It took me a long time, almost 60 years, to get to that point. Well, I'm close to doing that. I ain't got it all the way yet, people. I ain't going to tell no lie. But he said, if you do that, you'll get over 1 billion rewards from him. Now, I want them 1 billion rewards. It could be over $1 billion included. I mean, not that I'm just wanting $1 billion, but yeah, I could use $1 billion to help change this world in a good way, in a big time way. So listen, the rewards from Allah, it ain't just in terms of money. The rewards comes in all kinds of forms. There's mental rewards for your mind, your body, and your soul. But rest assured, he never lied. He said you will get over 1 billion rewards if you have the faith to forgive people even though they mistreat you, even though they treat you wrong. He said he loved those in the Holy Quran who do good. And he said he loved those who restrain themselves from anger even when they're angry. And he said the strongest person in faith is not the person who are so quickly to get angry, even though somebody has made them angry. He said the strongest person is the one who can close themselves even when they're angry with other people. Now, can you do that? Can you do that? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that so that you can die to live? Die to your ways of dealing with things and people so you can live in the eternal spiritual life now and in the hereafter in the spirit and the life of Almighty God Allah that's inside of you. So, you know, this is something to think about. This is something to ponder about because life is short. And Almighty God Allah say to all of you, don't think of people who live a righteous, good life and that are sincere. And when they do something wrong, they feel so bad, they repent. They correct it and try hard. But everything they got in their being to stay away from them same sins. He said, if you die, and you die in a state like that, trying your best to always submit to his will, he said, you will not die. You will still be living. Though the people on earth physically walking around don't perceive you as living, he said, no, you are living, finding your sustenance in his divine presence. Meaning, finding that which sustains your real spiritual life and his divine spiritual presence and his divine spiritual eternal world. You ain't dead. That's why our daughter-in-law yesterday, she ain't dead. We didn't bury her. We put what come out of the earth back in the earth. But what came from Allah, her soul, I can assure you, because Allah let me know her soul went back to Allah. So she's back home in heaven. We all need to be prepared for that. And I was saying, when we was in the mosque at her funeral, some of you know it, a janazah, I was praying for everybody in there, Allah, to bless them all, to realize that the next person laying up there, their body in that casket, could be you. And Almighty Allah said, that's what we should do. Every time somebody dies, he said, you should not look at it like, well, they gone, so I'm going to go in and do my thing, and I'm going to just wait till I die. I ain't going to think about them no more. I'm going to just
going to forget about that because I don't want to be thinking about death. I want to live around there as long as I can. No, He said, you should be thinking, no, the next person that's going to may die, that may be me, and I'm not going to be prepared. So our message is really brought to a conclusion. So I hope all of you got it. You don't have to talk a long time. It's the substance of what you're saying. And I know that the substance, the message, the weight of the message that they is so heavy that most say you can't carry this message in the state you're in now. You got to get your souls and your hearts and your body plugged in with Almighty God Allah so you can carry his heavy and weighty message in the Holy Quran. Peace be upon you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you so much, Imam Shahid Shabazz, for your beautiful message. And thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us, those who could stay with us and those who did not, was not able to be with us today. We invite you to come again next week. And join us at, again, 10:30 a.m., that is our time, even though at times, like, nobody's perfect, nothing is perfect on this earth, and things will happen whether we want them to or not. We're going to have situations that we're going to be confronted with, which are going to delay us from doing what it is we started out to do. And this is one of those days, but we thank you again for your patience and for joining us. And we pray that you will join us again next week at the same time, 10:30 a.m., for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And invite others to come on, too. And those of you in the listening audience who so far just want to listen, come on. Get up in the spirit. Get up in the spot. Come on, join us. Say something. And let's keep it alive. Keep it alive and going. Ask questions. If there's any concerns that you have at all, feel free to talk, to ask, and to give comments. That's what we want for you. Because this, again, as we say, it's not our show. It's your show. It's all about not just Imam Shahid Shabazz and Sister Isla's show. No, it is not like that. Brothers and sisters, it is our show, your show too. You are as much a part of this show and making it as we are in presenting it to you. So please come on, let's come alive and start talking to one another. And at this time, I'm going to have Imam Shahid Shabazz. I see it's time for us to close out now. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. So I'm going to have him to give the prayer for today, and then we will close out today's show and pray a lot that each of you can join us again next week with others. Thank you, and back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you very much, and I want to greet you all again. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. I pray, first of all, and ask Almighty our God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. I ask him to forgive us of anything we may have said today that wasn't in accord, in line with his divine will in the Holy Quran. Our intention was nothing but to relay his divine message for all of us so that we can begin to change this world back to the heaven that Almighty God created it in the beginning of time and become one people as we were once in the beginning of time. This prayer is a universal prayer for all people. It was said yesterday at my daughter-in-law Janaza, and it will be said often in this world more than any other prayer, and it is said more than any other prayer, and it's been that way ever since mankind was created. It's called Al-Fatiha, or the opening surah or chapter of the Holy Quran. We were said in Arabic and then translated in English, Insha'Allah. Did the will of Allah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. The Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Amin. That is
with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, ruler, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek, and thine aid alone do we pray and ask. Guide us and help us. Guide us on your straight path and protect us of being of those who go astray after you have guided us on your straight path. I mean, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you, Imam, and thank you, our radio listening audience. And please, please, join with us again next Sunday at the same time for the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabbat.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect.